Hello there, and welcome to Brentsylvania. You have heard of it, haven't you? No? It's our classroom colony. After learning about the real 13 colonies, the students in Mr. Coley's class have created their own. Hi, I'm Connor, and I'll be your host on Brentsylvania. We'll tell you everything about it, including the state tree, bird, animal, flower, flag, motto, geography, seal, and the history. So sit back and listen to Mr. Coley's class's colony creation. Now here's Alex with the history.
Thank you, Connor. I'm Alex, and I'm going to tell you all about Brentsylvania's history. Just sit back, relax, and listen. Now I'm going to begin with the story shortly. Enjoy! Our adventure begins with the reign of King Henning, who was very nice and kind. After a decade of being king, he died. Then, King John, a very mean and strict king, took over. 3 months later, he disappeared because there were too many complaints. He got mad and no one ever saw him again. The next king was King Coley. He was willing to grant us a charter to try and make money and religious freedom. We had two ships called the April Flower and the Moneymaker. We got them from a well-dressed, rich man who made a deal with us. If we got to have his ships, he could come on a trip to the New World. We left on the April Flower and the Moneymaker on April 5th, 1754. For 1 month, we had good weather. Then, a storm kicked in on May 1st, 1754. During the storm, 3 people went overboard. 1 drowned, and the other 2 were saved. The storm blew us off course, so we landed about a month later than planned. We landed on August 14th, 1754. We wanted to land near Chesapeake Bay, but the storm blew us south, so we landed in present-day North Carolina, South Carolina, and Northern Georgia. Before we got off the ship, we made 3 main laws. First law, we have to make peace with the Indians. Second law, no slaves. Third law, we have to pay workers a minimum of $2.50 and a maximum of $5 per month. The Indians showed us how to fish, so we were okay for the winter. Before the winter, some of the Indians were going to find a place to plant a sassafras tree. They found us harvesting our crops in the middle of September. They saw how little we had for the winter and were willing to give us more fish. We survived the winter okay, and during the next few years, we saw a bunch of fox squirrels, indigo buntings, sassafras trees, and purple violets. Many, many years later, we knew the maker of the delicious M&Ms, and he didn't know what to call the little chocolate candies. We suggested the name M&Ms after our ship, the Moneymaker. That's it for Brentsylvania's history. Up next is Ethan with geography.
Thank you, Alex. Hi, this is Ethan, and I'm going to tell you about Brentsylvania's geography. We hadn't even left the ship when we saw a mountain range. It was so long and so big, they cast shadows all along the coast. We named the range the King Coley's Mountains, after our wonderful king who let us have our charter. The biggest mountain we named Ethan's Point, after one of our lieutenant governors. Coming off Ethan's Point was a huge river coming from a mountain spring. We named it Alexander River, after our governor. This river later split into two. We named the smaller river Nat's Stream. On one side of the river, there was a forest. The trees that we were there were sassafras trees. They were over 40 feet tall, and we found out that we could chew on the branches, and we were exploring our territory that we claimed. We came upon a giant boulder. When we looked at it, we noticed that the top of it was flat from erosion. We later named it Table Rock because the top of it was actually looked like a table. And this is Ethan with history.
Thanks, Ethan. Hey, I'm Trevor, and I'm going to discuss the color of the flag and what they mean. Our colony, Brentsylvania, has an interesting flag. The color yellow stands for the beautiful sun that helps us grow our crops. The color blue stands for the endless sky. We chose blue for the endless sky because we have endless freedom in our colony. Violet stands for the flower in our colony. The color red stands for the blood of Jesus. We chose red as Jesus' blood because we have religious freedom in our colony. Lastly, green stands for the money we will make. We chose the color green for the money we are going to make from our crops. And here's Taylin with the motto.
Thanks, Trevor. Hi, I'm Taylin, here to give you the inside scoop on Brentsylvania's motto. In Brentsylvania, a colony in parts of both present-day North and South Carolina, we work hard on farming and worshiping the Lord our God. Our motto is Semper Simul Numquam Solis. That's Latin that means always together, never alone. That's our motto because no matter how hard times are, we'll always help each other out. We'll always help our neighbors out when they're in need. We'll always be there for each other. Now, here's Emma to tell you about our colony's flower.
Thanks, Taylin. Hi, I'm Emma, and I'm here to tell you all about our colony flower, which is the violet. When we landed in Pennsylvania, we found flowers that we called violets. They were so amazing and elegant with their shade of purple and yellow in the middle. We instantly made this our colony flower. This plant never grows more than 10 inches. They grow in moist fields, woodlands, and roadsides in the east and west. Most violets have 5 petals and come in deep purple, blue, and yellow, and white. They have 3-sided capsules that contain seeds. The Native Americans used it for medicine to heal the sick. There are over 300 species of violets in the world. 80% of them are in this country. Their leaves are narrow and indented. Most of these amazing and cultivated violets are descendants of wild European species, not of eastern fields. The women plant them in their beautiful garden. The men do not complain about it. They grow in spring and early summer. The ladies use this flower to put in their hair. They also use it to decorate the house when they have company. We cherish this flower and it keeps us at peace every day. Coming up is Alana to tell you about our colony tree.
Thanks, Emma. Hi, my name is Alana. Do you know what the Pennsylvania tree is? Well, I'm about to tell you. When we landed, we saw some Indians gathered around a tree saying something. We got a really wise and old person to translate, and he told us that they were saying green stick. We thought they were saying that because the twigs were bright green. There was also a bird eating its blueberries on it, a squirrel walking in it, and all the same type of flowers growing around it. The children loved it because they could chew on the twigs. Gross, right? The adults liked it because they could make teas and tonics out of its roots. All the symbols we chose were the different things around the tree, the sassafras. That is why we chose our colony tree. If you want to see the sassafras, come take a visit. Now here's Gabby.
Thanks, Alana. Hi, my name is Gabby, and I'm going to tell you about our colony bird. Our colony bird is the indigo bunting. Upon arrival, the captain of the April Flower, our ship, noticed a large flock of indigo buntings. Ever since that day, we have believed that if a farmer in our colony spots at least one indigo bunting, he shall have successful indigo crops. The indigo bunting's color is a dark sky blue mixed with aqua. The reason we picked this bird is because we think that the indigo bunting is very pretty and it helps us to have a great indigo crops. The bird is 4.5 inches long. Indigo bunting eats small insects such as spiders, seeds, buds, and berries. We love indigo buntings in Pennsylvania.
Thanks, Gabby. Hi, my name is Jenny. The Pennsylvania animal is the fox squirrel. When we first arrived to the colony, we saw a bunch of squirrels. Some were almost entirely gray. Some were nearly black except for the white spots on their head. They were eating acorns and fruit. In all the trees, there were large and bulky nests that they lived in. They were pretty big for squirrels. They were 19 to 25 inches long. Their gray color looked like a fox, so that's when we started to call them fox squirrels. Here's Jasmine talking about the colony's seal.
Thanks, Jenny. Hi, my name is Jasmine, and I'm going to tell you about the Pennsylvania seal. The seal of Pennsylvania has many meanings for the colors you see. Green stands for the very good land God has gave us. Brown stands for the good soil that helps us provide food for us and helps our crops grow. Blue stands for the beautiful skies that give us water and help our plants grow. The six stars stand for what number of colony we are? The six. Yellow stands for the sun that gives us sunlight and helps our plants grow. Red stands for the blood of Jesus lost on the cross for us. The purple stands for the beautiful sweet smell of the indigo plant. Finally, the last color, dark blue, stands for the sea God blessed us with that provides food for our colony. Thank you for listening. This is Jasmine signing off now. Back to Connor.
Now do you know what Brentsylvania is? Thanks for listening to ColeyCast 51. And if you're ever in the neighborhood, stop by Brentsylvania.